or had. A while, for sure. Not that many were hurting, yet. But if circumstances did not change, a big blow-up was inevitable. Timmy Loken came in, got him a beer, stood beside Smeds a while without saying anything, then suggested, "Let's go for a walk when we finish these." "All right. I need the exercise." When they were well away from the Skull and Crossbones, passing through a construction area where they were unlikely to be overheard, Smeds asked, "Well, what's up?" "You remember that doc that looked at my hand when we first came back?"
"Yeah."
More than a twinge of guilt. He and Fish had not told the others what they had done. Tully was so indifferent, he had not noticed that the physician and wizard were no longer among the living. Timmy had noticed, though, and Smed supposed he had some definite suspicions about two such coincidental and convenient murders.
"What about him?"
"It looks like he got whatever it was that I had and passed it around to everybody who came to see him. And they passed it on, too. Not like the plague, or probably everybody would have it by now, but there's a couple hundred people got it already. The ones that have had it the longest? Well, they're worse off than I was. Yesterday, a woman who had it killed herself. This morning, a guy whose whole arm had gone black killed four of his kids who had it before he killed himself."
"That's awful. That's really gruesome. But it isn't anything we can do anything about."
"I know that. But the thing is, see, the Greys have gotten interested. They're grilling everybody with the black stuff. From the questions they're asking, you can tell they think there's a connection with the spike. They're trying real hard to find out about everybody who's had it and done something about it, like me."
"I don't think you need to worry, Timmy. They can't trace it back to you."
"Yeah? Those bitches are serious, Smits? What happens after they find out all the trails lead back to that doc who turned up among the dead right after the stuff started spreading? They're going to figure he had a fatal accident on account of somebody he treated didn't want to be remembered. And they already know the only way to treat the stuff is to cut off whatever it's eaten on. So pretty soon the word goes out to the Greys to grab amputees. Especially guys with missing hands."
"Maybe you got a point. Maybe we better see what Fish thinks." Fish agreed with Timmy. There was no reason to think Gossamer and Spider Silk would not go so far as to order the arrest of all amputees. They were determined. Fish did some heavy thinking. "I reckon it's time to blow some smoke."
"What do you mean?"
Smeds asked.
"The situation. The whole city sealed up like a bottle can't go on forever. There'll be a blow-up. When that comes, we break loose with everybody else. Till then, we buy time by getting them off on a wild goose chase, or by taking advantage of the potential